Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. For nearly seven decades, Johnny Mathis has entertained millions. Dozens of Johnny's albums have achieved gold or platinum status, with 73 albums making the Billboard charts to date. He has sold well over 350 million records worldwide, as confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records, making Johnny the third most successful recording artist of the 20th century and the last 70 years. Johnny has been nominated for an Academy Award, inducted into the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. He has taped 12 of his own television specials, made over 300 television guest appearances, with 33 of them being on The Tonight Show. He is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and inducted into the Great American Songbook Hall of Fame. Now, Johnny will be live in concert in the Midwest, in Michigan, just across the border this weekend. And to talk about it all is music legend Johnny Mathis. Always great to have you on the show, Johnny.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
You know, I am thrilled that you're joining us once again. And when I think about your entire career, you know, you started performing in 1955 at Andy's 440 Club in San Francisco. Now, fast forward 67 years here in 2022, and you still love what you do being on stage, and you wouldn't give that up for anything, would you?
Well, I think most people will probably feel the same way physically. If you're able to do something, you do it. And from the time I was a kid, my mom and my dad, who are my best pals, had seven children. So we had to find ways of entertaining ourselves on our own. So what I did was, in my school years, I got involved with athletics.
Right.
And it stood me in good stead because along the way, I kept up my athleticism, and my voice teachers, all of my voice teachers, I was very fortunate. My dad was a singer, and he insisted that I take voice lessons. And all of my teachers kept telling me about staying physically in shape so that you could do what you'd love to do, and that is to sing. She's been correct in that idea.
Yeah, no kidding, because, I mean, you were training like at Olympic level back in the day, long before music. And, yeah, I think that's not the only thing that keeps you young and going, though. It's the philosophy that if you love what you do and you keep active doing it, you can live a long and happy life. And you are that perfect example.
Well, I've been very lucky in regards as my physical condition. I was an athlete. My claim to fame when I was in college was I broke the great Bill Russell, the great basketball player Bill. I broke his high jump record. And it gave me a lot of incentive as far as keeping myself fit. And Bill and I are friends for all these many years. And we have fun talking about keeping ourselves in shape, yeah.
That's very, very cool. Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, high school taking voice lessons, and I want to talk about this a little bit, because your father was a professional singer as well. What was the first song he taught you?
He always had to work for a living because he had seven kids.
Yeah.
We used to tease him all the time. Why don't you leave my mother alone? And he said, don't worry, your mother loves me very much.
That's awesome.
And on and on and on. But, yeah, my dad was my best pal. And he used to come home late at night from working all day, he and my mom. And he would drive me around San Francisco, where I lived. And I'd say, well, where are we going, Pop? He'd say, I don't know, son. Maybe somebody want to hear you sing. And that's how it all started.
Wow. Tell us about the Andy's 440 Club, because that was really a big moment in your life.
Yeah. In San Francisco, a lot of gay nightclubs. That was one of the biggest gay nightclubs in San Francisco. And, you know, San Francisco had a wonderful, intellectual situation about gay nightclubs as opposed to straight nightclubs. And it was all about the performance, and that was about it. So I was very lucky to have a job singing. I come from a large family. I have six brothers and sisters. My dad, my mom did nothing but work all the time to support us. And I could earn money on occasion by singing. Somebody said, well, I'll give you $5 if you sing. Wow. So that's the way I started singing at an early age and getting paid for it. Well, not very much money. But fortunately, a wonderful gentleman from Columbia Records heard me sing when I was about 17 in San Francisco. He was in one of the clubs that I sang at, and he said that he would be back next year, and hopefully by then I would have improved my stage presence or whatever. And I said, oh, thank you very much, and thought nothing of it. But sure enough, he came back next year when I was 18 years old and signed me to my record contract. And the rest, of course, is history.
We're talking to the iconic Johnny Mathis, and there's more with him next on 720 WGN. State player on 720 WGN. We're talking to music legend Johnny Mathis, performing just across the border in Michigan all weekend long. You made your first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show when that was hot. I mean, that must have been surreal being on that show.
That was the big deal at the time. Yes, Ed Sullivan was everything. If you could get on that, the world would hear you. And I don't know if you could take advantage of it. And that's what I did. I got on that show, and all of a sudden I had all these wonderful situations where I would get paid to sing. And that was the beginning of my career. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's been such a different business over the years, and it certainly has evolved. But, you know, you were doing Vegas, too, in the 50s and 60s. And the major venues at that time, you know, this had a history of disrespectful treatment of black artists, but that changed when you played the Sands, didn't it?
Yes, and God bless Nat King Cole, because I followed him along the way. He was the person who broke the ice, I think, more so than anyone that I can think of at the time. He, along with Billy Eckstein, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Lena Horne, those were my big vocal idols, and they all put themselves out. And eventually people came to their good senses and embraced everybody as human beings and not black and white or whatever color you were. So I've been very lucky in that regard, and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, and now, of course, back on tour, the big romance tour. Tell us a little bit about what folks can see on your tour this summer.
Keep wondering, how long am I going to keep doing this? But, you know, fortunately, I grew up with a lot of athletes, great athletes, some of the best in the world. Yeah. People, Bill Russell, Casey Jones, you name them. And I got accustomed to working out. And to this day, I still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym and do my little exercises. That has helped me a great deal physically. And it probably didn't do my voice any harm. So I'm in good shape. I love to sing. And fortunately, there are people who want to hear me. So I'm looking at my calendar now on the wall, and it says that I go to work in about 4 days.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Are you still playing golf? I know golf was a big deal for you. Are you still able to get out there once in a while?
Oh, I love golf. And, you know, because of the pandemic, it got kind of, everybody was hunkered down.
Yeah.
But lately, people are starting to come back out and enjoy themselves. I'm out there hitting balls.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. Johnny, I wanted to mention one more thing. You know, when you were in Chicago a few years ago, you know, we were in contact, and my mother had been a big fan for many years. She passed away back in 2019, but I think it was a couple of years before that. And, you know, you welcomed her backstage, and, you know, she was partially blind at the time. I mean, she was kind of struggling a little bit. And we came backstage, and you and I kind of looked at each other like, yeah, this is my mom right here. I sat her down. I walked away for a few minutes, and you came down. And you said, Mickey, thank you so much for coming and see me tonight. And the emotions that came from her and this biggest smile I've ever seen on her face. And you spent, God, you must have spent 10 minutes sitting down and talking to her after doing a 2-hour concert. I will just say that meant the world to her. And I know you have meant the world to millions for so many years.
I've been so lucky, and I know what it's like to embrace someone who likes you or who wants to be friends. And over the years, it has stood me in good stead, and I'm glad that your mom was there for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, to see Johnny perform in the Midwest and find more about what Johnny is up to, visit johnnymathis.com. Always a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy the summer and be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Take care, Johnny.